Now, we're getting loads of answers from listeners around the county who would love a treatment at the fabulous Sisu Clinic. And now we're joined by Dr. James Cotter. And Dr. James is one of the founders of the Sisu Clinic. And I think you'll enjoy this interview because he really explains in very simple terms what it is they do and what they achieve, the kind of looks they achieve from the people who visit the clinic. He spoke to me earlier, Dr. James Cotter, and at the outset, he told me a little bit about how long the clinic had been in Killarney.
So Sisu Clinic in Killarney, I suppose as Sisu Clinic, has been open since 2019. But prior to that, it was called Visage Clinic, which was actually the genesis of Sisu Clinic. So myself and my brother Brian Cotter, who's also a doctor, founded a part-time business called Visage Clinic back in 2014. And we started with one clinic in Cork. And then by kind of 2016, I'm trying to think back at this stage, we opened a premises in Killarney. So Killarney was our second place that we ever opened. And it was just up there next to the, upstairs next to the travel agents in Killarney. And then we opened another clinic in Ann Street in Dublin. And then in 2018, we took on some investment and we rebranded Visage Clinic to Sisu Clinic. And that's when our other co-founder and our now CEO, Pat Phelan, joined us. So the three of us kind of founded on the back of Visage Clinic, Sisu Clinic, and then we expanded kind of from there. So I suppose technically the clinic in Killarney, a Sisu in one form or another, has been around for about 10 years.
Very good. And are both yourself and your brother, James, are you both, is your medical background in dermatology?
No, so my background was when I left medical school, I worked in general surgery and I trained in general surgery and I was a general surgical registrar. Brian was doing orthopaedics and where he finished up was he had been doing the lecturer's job in Kappa Hospital. So I suppose we were continuing on this part-time business, which we had started to facilitate paying off student loans. And then it got to a point where it morphed into something else. So it was kind of, you know, after a point, you can't serve two masters. So it was to make a decision. So it was in 2018, we made that decision to leave hospital medicine.
And tell us a little bit about the Sisu Clinic and we'll say the ethos behind it.
Well, I suppose, first of all, I mean, it is a clinic. It's at the interface of where medicine meets business. We don't have clients or customers, we have patients. So while there is, of course, a commercial aspect to this, you're still dealing with a licensed drug and you're still dealing with things like Botox or dermal fillers that can do patients harm if they're not handled appropriately and the treatments aren't performed correctly. So the medicine is at the core of what we do. We ensure a very high standard of training amongst all of the doctors and dentists and nurses who work for us. So I think everything stems from that, you know. If you look after the medicine and if you look after the patient, then the commercial side follows from that. So it can't really work the other way around, you know.
So you know you're in safe hands?
Correct, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about anti-wrinkle treatments, because that's a huge part of what you do at Sisu.
It is, I suppose. So anti-wrinkle treatments are the drug botulinum neurotoxin type A, or what people, you know, colloquially refer to as Botox. It's a drug that, when injected into the muscle, relaxes the muscle, and then it causes reduction of the fine lines and wrinkles on the overlying skin. So that's kind of a very kind of simplistic or high level way of explaining it, but that's effectively what it does. There's three different areas that we treat typically. There's the lower forehead, so that's in between the eyes and above the eyebrows. There's the upper forehead, which is kind of from midpoint in the forehead up to the hairline, and the third area is around the eyes. It is a bit of a misnomer, though, that there's three areas in some ways, and I think that's just something from an industry point of view that we're stuck with because of the way this was marketed 30 years ago. It kind of gives people the impression that, muscles work in isolation, or that they're somewhere separate, and they're not. They're all connected. So, you know, sometimes to achieve that natural look, you may need to balance out the face by treating areas other than where your direct concern is. And Botox as a drug lasts for about 3 months. I think if you have a bit of consistency at the start, you can start to taper it out and extend that timeline.
Okay. And the other big treatment that you offer is the Sculptra, if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
What's that about? Explain that to us.
So Sculptra is what's called polylactic acid. So it's what's used to make certain types of sutures in surgery. So that's one of the hospital-based uses for it. It's been around from a kind of a hospital point of view for about 25 years, and it used to be used in the late 90s and early 2000s in HIV/AIDS patients. So where they had that very kind of typical kind of almost cachectic look, where they lost fat and elastin and collagen from their face, and it was used to revolumize the face. It actually used to be available in the NHS in England, and there are still some patients from, you know, back around that time who are receiving Sculptra or polylactic acid on the NHS. You don't tend to see that now because the HIV patients are so well, and, you know, it's a very kind of treatable disease. But somebody had the idea then of, if you could use Sculptra or polylactic acid to regenerate or revolumize the face of somebody who had an underlying pathology, could you use it to help rejuvenate the face of the well patient who is just aging?
Yeah.
So you typically do about a vial per decade of Sculptra. So if you're 50, you do 5 vials of this. It's a powder. It's reconstituted with water. It's injected with either a needle or a cannula. So it's not a painful treatment. And if you're 50, you're doing 5 vials. They're done about a month apart. You start to see improvements in the skin quality after a couple of months. About 3 months after the last treatment, you see subtle but objectively visible revolumization of the areas of the face that you've treated. So it might be the temples, the cheek area, the mid-face area. There's quite a lot of longevity with this treatment. People tend to get about maybe 2.5 years out of Sculptra. So after the initial restorative protocol with it, where you're doing a vial per decade, you can then do a maintenance treatment, maybe of a vial a year or something like that.
And what are the results like? I bet you're getting good feedback on that one.
They are. It's very popular because there has been a move, as people become more savvy about these treatments, to move away maybe from very overt looking filler results, or that kind of swollen look or puffy look that people were afraid of because they saw it with certain celebrities or maybe certain people they know. And I think the move towards Sculptra as a skin booster and a skin revolumizer kind of ties in with patients being a bit more savvy. Even the way they use things like dermal fillers, they're actually using more dermal fillers, but they're placed deeper and they're placed down onto bone. Whereas when people started using dermal fillers, they were placing them very close to the surface of the skin, and that tended to look kind of quite swollen or puffy. So there's a change in how people are using fillers, and that actually ties into why they like things like Sculptra, because the results are gentle, they're natural, they happen over time, and it keeps kind of you looking like you, but just a fresher version of you, or a tighter version, without anything looking kind of quote-unquote done.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Just a final question, James, because we don't want to keep you too long, but I think sure. A lot of women in particular out there are apprehensive about having anything done to their face. They're afraid of it, they're afraid it'll go wrong. And as you already referenced, they see some celebrities on TV and they've so obviously had work done and they don't look right. What would you say to them? I mean, can somebody just walk in or make an appointment and get an opinion, have an assessment and be told what might work for them?
Yeah, they can. I think, and we're open to that in Killarney, you can walk in, we can offer you an appointment there. you can book online. I think for me, the take home message from this is, you know, if you're getting treatments like this done, whether you go to Sisu or not, obviously we'd prefer you to come to us, but that you go to a licensed medical practitioner. And in Ireland, doctors, dentists or registered nurses under the direction of a doctor can administer Botox. Unfortunately, there is absolutely zero regulation around dermal fillers and around skin boosters, even around Sculptra, although the manufacturers of it won't sell directly to non-medics, but it's still out there. And unfortunately, from a safety point of view, the treatment that there's no regulation around, such as dermal fillers, is the one that could cause the patient the most harm, you know. You could end up getting what's called a vascular occlusion, where the filler is injected into an artery and it blocks the blood supply to the tissue that that artery supplies, and you could end up with necrosis or you could end up with blindness. And I think there's been, you know, these treatments have become a lot more popular because of social media, and people see before and afters and that it's filler, and they don't kind of think about the intermediate steps. So I think for me, always choose somebody who's medically qualified and who's in a reputable clinic. And then the other thing is, from a price point of view, if it seems too good to be true in terms of how cheap it is, then it usually is. The quality of products matter as well. You don't want to have something injected in your face that's going to cause you, you know, problems in 6 months, a year, 2 years from now.
Absolutely. And where in Killarney are you located, James?
So if you are, what would be the best way, just on the main street. So if you walk up there by where kind of Keane's and Penny's are,
yeah,
we're opposite them, next to the Three Shop on in Killarney.
Very good. And I presume you're on online and everything if people want to email an appointment or look up your
Absolutely.
Website. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. Listen, James, great to speak to you. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about Sisu.
And thank you for having me. Pleasure to talk to you.
And that was Dr. James Cotter there from the Sisu Clinic in Killarney, who have provided us with those fabulous prizes of daily vouchers for €125 for the clinic, and an overall prize at the end of the week of a €500 voucher for the Sisu Clinic. And thanks again to them for that.